Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 189 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. So, on March 1st, the World Health Organization just released a new findings that 1 in 8 adults worldwide are living with obesity. 1 in 8. This is a 2 times increase from the last time they did this research. Now, what's even more scary is that since the last time this was released, adolescent obesity has increased by 4x. All right, so adolescent obesity is 4 times greater now than the last time that they did this research. What does this say about what's going on worldwide? And more importantly, what can we do about it? Now, I hope that this doesn't trigger you or upset you, but the first thing that I'd like to talk about when it comes to my mind is our attitude around it and the acceptance that being overweight, more specifically being obese in this situation, is okay, and that you should love yourself and love others no matter what. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a level of self-love, and there's a level of love to give to others, regardless of what they look like, what their status is, what their health status is, what their financial, economic status is, what their race and religion and all of that. Politics, political, affiliation, all of that, right? So I'm not saying that there should be judgment based on these things, right? I don't judge people based off of if they're obese. I don't judge people based off of their religion. I don't judge people based off of their politics. But the narrative around the fact that self-love means that you should be happy with yourself, regardless of your weight, is just flawed. And we see it in what's happening in the world. 1 in 8 people worldwide, not overweight, are obese. That means that they are clinically in a position to have a lot of problems go wrong with their health because they're obese. More recently, there's been, this body positive movement with, obese models on the cover of Sports Illustrated and People in Time or whatever. I mean, I could be wrong with those magazines, so don't call me on the details on that, but it's pretty clear that, especially in our society, now I can't speak for, other societies across the world, but for our society, there's this notion that you are beautiful even if you are 100 pounds overweight. And maybe your soul and your spirit and who you are as a person and your character is beautiful. And maybe you are a great person. It has nothing to do with who you are as a person. But the fact is that we are creating a problem. There's already a problem that's been created. We're creating a bigger problem that is killing people. And coming out of COVID a few years ago, the whole world shut down because of this virus, which is, yes, it has changed and mutated and whatever, but this virus that now the CDC recommends treating just like the common cold and the flu, no quarantines, no masks, none of that. Just stay home, drink your vitamin C, and let it pass. The whole world shut down for this. But yet, this other disease that is plaguing way more people, that is killing way more people, that is affecting the lives and the families and the not only health status, but economical status, your financial status, all of our financial status, because something that, you know, is never talked about, because I guess it's, you know, not right to talk about it, but how obesity and, you know, people who are choosing to be obese are significantly crushing our healthcare system, which raises tons of prices across the board. I mean, yes, pharmaceutical companies, in my opinion, are very greedy. They are corporate driven. They are profit driven. They create solutions to the same problems that they create, so that you continue to buy from them. They create lifelong customers, which is why this whole obesity thing is now being cured through taking prescription medication. Right? People are taking Ozempic and Mounjaro, these diabetes medications to cure obesity, when in reality, obesity can be cured by doing a couple things: eating healthy, exercising, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, not stuffing your face with processed crap, with highly palatable, caloric dense, low nutritional value foods that we overeat, that causes us to be sedentary, more sedentary, because there's no value in these foods, so we have no energy, we're depressed. And then the pharmaceutical companies swoop in and say, here, take this drug that was designed to help people with diabetes, take this because it stops you from eating and you'll lose weight. Well, there has to be, at some point, some level of accountability. There has to be, at some point, some message that says, you know what? You are in charge of your own health and fitness. You are in charge of what you put in your mouth. You are in charge of if you wake up and work out or if you don't. You are in charge of your own body. And the problem that we have right now is that society is way too sensitive. Everyone takes it way too personally. Everyone takes things as if it's a personal attack, when in reality, you're only attacking yourself. And it's to a point now where things just continue to get worse. People continue to get unhealthier, more and more unhealthy. I don't think unhealthier is a word. But yet, people continue to point the finger everywhere else. Obesity is a disease. It is like saying that cancer, which is probably a poor choice, but cancer is genetic, which I guess it is. It's like saying if a smoker who smoked a pack a day for 20 years, who gets lung cancer, says, you know what, that was genetic. It's not my fault. No, you smoked a pack a day for 20 years. It is your fault. And it doesn't matter how addictive it is. We know the health dangers of doing that, but people still do it. And that's just the world we live in, I guess. That's just the society we live in. But the fact is, obesity is not a genetic thing. Yeah, sure, there are people who are genetically heavier. There are people who are genetically carrying around more body fat than everyone else. That is a fact. But it is not a fact that obesity is something that's genetic, that cannot be reversed, cannot be changed, cannot be cured. Obesity is not something that you're born with and that you have to live with. You know, like, obviously I follow a lot of health and fitness people online and research and whatnot. And there's always that picture of like, you know, like the beach from the 60s and 70s. And there's like maybe one overweight person and the rest are like average looking people versus now. And sure, people like to point to like seed oils and processed foods. But the difference between then and now has nothing to do with any of that. I mean, I'm sure, yes, don't give up. I'm going to say it has nothing to do with it. Let me take that back. But what it has to do is our choices and the choices that we're making. And the choices that we're making as a society, obviously, the choices that we're making worldwide. We need to be better than that. We need to take control of our own health. We need to take control of our own destiny. You don't have to look like a supermodel. You don't have to have 3% body fat. In fact, I would probably argue that's probably just as dangerous, or maybe not just, but almost as dangerous as being overweight and obese. But what we have to do is we have to take ownership and look in the mirror and say, I'm fat, I'm obese, I'm overweight because of the choices that I'm making. It's not a genetic thing. It's not something where we can make excuses for anymore. The genetics of human beings aren't changing drastically. You know, maybe since we evolved or first, you know, became cavemen to now, you know, maybe yes, between that period and now, but the last 50 years, 100 years, our genetics aren't changing. We're not evolving as a species. Our choices are changing. And that is why it is so scary that nobody is taking responsibility for this. 1 in 8 people worldwide are obese. 1 in 8. And as that continues to get worse, that's 2 times higher, by the way, than the last time. I think I said that when I first started the show. That's 2 times higher than what it was. But as things get worse, as people get heavier, as people get more obese, we're just going to continue to have more and more problems in society. We're going to continue to have more and more problems in the healthcare system. We're going to continue to have more and more problems with depression and with how we treat each other and how we see ourselves. It's just going to continue to get worse. And this is a problem that is not going away anytime soon. And it's never going to go away until more people take responsibility for it. It's not okay that you work out a couple days a week, eat healthy sometimes, and are still overweight. Take responsibility for it. Sure, it is not easy to say no to that cheeseburger. It is not easy to say no to the dessert. It is not easy to say no to having those extra beers. But it's what's necessary. We are put in an environment where it's meant to not be easy. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the almighty dollar. And when pharmaceutical companies and when big corporate interests see this, they're drooling. They're ready to take advantage, and they are, because there's a lot of people who are getting very rich off of your poor health. But at the end of the day, that doesn't matter, because what matters is if you're going to be there for your family. What matters is if you're going to be there living a quality life at the end of your last 20, 30, 10, 5 years of your life. What matters is if you're fulfilled and you're there for your family and you're there for your kids and your grandkids and you're there to pass on a better life for the next generation. And that's what matters. But the fact is, we are getting further and further and further away from that every single day, because people care more about comfort than they do about their health. And we can't change that. I can't change that for you. I'm recording this right now as I'm out walking. I'm doing my part to stay healthy. I'm doing that for me. I'm doing that for my family. I'm doing that for my employees. I'm doing that for my members. I'm doing that for my business. I'm doing that for my society. Okay? Is it easy? Of course not. Would I have liked to have gone through the drive-thru of McDonald's for McDonald's breakfast this morning and then went back home and laid on the couch and slept and watched TV and scrolled social media? Of course. Right? We're built in this world that we live in, we're built to seek comfort. But look where comfort has gotten us. And as we get further and further away from the days of being physically active all day long, because that's what we did to survive, or that's what we had to do for our job, as we get further and further away from growing our own food and eating whole foods, the closer we get to a doomed society and a doomed world. So I don't really have much advice in today's episode. It's just more of a warning that if you don't take action and you don't change your life and you don't do the things that you need to do to maybe be uncomfortable in the moment, then this obesity epidemic is going to continue to get worse. And it's going to affect all of us. Not just you, not just your health, not just on the days where you feel like depressed and crappy and you look in the mirror and you're 50 pounds overweight or 30 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight, but it's going to affect all of us. There's a collective energy. And not only that, but if you're obese, you're hurting the rest of society. You're hurting your family, and you're making it more expensive to live. You're making it harder for healthcare. You know, depending on which side of the political aisle you're on, there's a lot of people who believe in universal healthcare. But that is going to be nearly impossible as more and more people get obese, because it is becoming more and more expensive. So if we want to live a quality life, if we want to live a life where we're healthy and happy, you need to control your health. You need to control your weight. You need to control what you eat. You need to control your actions, and you need to take ownership over them. Obesity is not beautiful. You may be a beautiful person living in an unhealthy body, but obesity is not beautiful. It is not good. It is not right. And people need to change that. And people need to take ownership and take action today, or else we're going to continue to get worse. The next time this study comes out, instead of 1 in 8 adults, it'll be 1 in 6. And then 1 in 4. And then before you know it, it'll be every other person. And if you want to talk about a divided country, a divided world, well, just wait for that. Wait for every other person to be obese, and wait for the narrative to be that you can't do anything about it, that you're born with it. And then there'll be the people who are healthy, people who are not. And the healthy people will be paying for the unhealthy people. So take action. Stop making excuses. Stop looking for the comfortable, the easy way out. and start seeing that it's in your control. And not only is it in your control, but it affects every single person on this planet. That's it, guys. Hopefully I didn't piss too many people off, but sometimes the truth is what it is. And sometimes it pisses people off. But you know what? If it pisses you off, then maybe that means you needed to hear it. Thanks for listening. Until our next episode, be well.